Heading, The Promise of an Abundant Harvest. Subheading, An Impressive Scene. In the visions of the night, a very impressive scene passed before me. I saw an immense ball of fire fall among some beautiful mansions, causing their instant destruction. I heard someone say, "We knew that the judgments of God were coming upon the earth, but we did not know that they would come so soon." Others, with agonized voices, said, "You knew. Why then did you not tell us?" "We did not know." On every side I heard similar words of reproach spoken. In great distress I awoke. I went to sleep again, and now I seemed to be in a large gathering. One of authority was addressing the company before whom was spread out a map of the world. He said that the map pictured God's vineyard, which must be cultivated. As light from heaven shone upon any one, that one was to reflect the light to others. Lights were to be kindled in many places, and from these lights, still other lights were to be kindled. I saw jets of light shining from cities and villages, and from the high places and the low places of earth. God's word was obeyed, and as a result, there were memorials for him in every city and village. His truth was proclaimed throughout the world. Testimonies, Volume 9, pages 28-29, 1909. Subheading, Solemn Warnings Stir Thousands. Men of faith and prayer will be constrained to go forth with holy zeal, declaring the words which God gives them. The sins of Babylon will be laid open. The fearful results of enforcing the observances of the church by civil authority, the inroads of spiritualism, the stealthy but rapid progress of the papal power, all will be unmasked. By these solemn warnings, the people will be stirred. Thousands upon thousands will listen who have never heard words like these. In amazement, they hear the testimony that Babylon is the church, fallen because of her errors and sins, because of her rejection of the truth sent to her from heaven. The Great Controversy, pages 606, 607, 1888. Subheading, Many to Come to the Light. Through the grace of Christ, God's ministers are made messengers of light and blessing. As by earnest, persevering prayer, they obtain the endowment of the Holy Spirit and go forth weighted with the burden of soul saving, their hearts filled with zeal to extend the triumphs of the cross, they will see fruit of their labors. Resolutely refusing to display human wisdom or to exalt self, they will accomplish a work that will withstand the assaults of Satan. Many souls will be turned from darkness to light, and many churches will be established. Men will be converted, not to the human instrumentality, but to Christ. Acts of the Apostles, page 278, 1911.